What's up? Welcome back to the podcast, guys. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Lexi Howell, and I'm so excited to have a conversation with you. We are kicking off my newest book, For the Girl. I cannot wait for you guys to get a copy of this, but we are going to be in a series. So over the next few episodes, we are going to talk about my book, For the Girl, Living for Jesus in Today's World. And you guys can see, I'll be sure to include some pictures, hopefully, that you guys can see this better. But these are my cover girls, and they are absolutely so special to me. There are women up here who have helped me along the journey of the Christian faith, that have supported me and loved me throughout me building this ministry that the Lord has given me. There are some girls that I'm believing that the Lord will use in powerful ways, even at their young age. And it is just a beautiful display of what the kingdom is all about. It is about helping those in the faith, those that are farther along on the spiritual journey than you, and those who are not as far as you, and just joining together, linking arms and saying, hey, we're in this together to glorify the Lord. It's all about Him. We are living for Jesus, not ourselves, in today's world. And so there is some guidance that is needed to actually live for the King in the culture that we occupy. And so I, as your big sister or your little sister, it doesn't matter your age, is just here to walk alongside you through this book, to talk with you, to share with you all that the Lord has kindly shared with me about certain topics. And those topics will be talked about in these next few episodes. I'm going to share with you some of the chapters that I have in my book, and some of the things that I believe should be talked about. Now, the things that we will talk about are often talked about in the world, but it is not really biblically sound, nor is it giving God glory. So our conversations will be biblically based, and it will give God glory, because that is the goal of our lives. So I cannot wait to get into the conversation. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and jump right in. So I really want to talk about Here is Holy. Here is Holy is actually the very first chapter of my book, and I love how the Lord strategically placed it there, because what I have found and what I have noticed in my own life and listening to other people is that oftentimes we want to rush where we are for where we want to be. Maybe it can be a plan that the Lord has shown you of what your future will hold, and you want to get to that future plan very quickly. Or maybe it's a desire that you have deep within your heart, and you're just ready to occupy that space. There is nothing wrong with getting there. However, we forfeit the beauty right here. And so Here is Holy is really just reining us in once again, refocusing us on the Father and letting us know that the season that we are in, the space that we are occupying, has the beauty, the potential to be beautiful too. Oftentimes we look at what we don't have to be the goal, and that's the good part, and that's the green grass, when actually the grass will be green wherever you water it. So where you are has the potential to be beautiful too. And so this book really is based off that fact that I am encouraging you right where you are. This is not a prosperity book. This is not one that will give you 3 steps for you to make it into your next season. No. This is a book to encourage you right where you are, which is often not talked about. So I believe it's important, because God is here just as much as He is there. He is present with you now as much as He will be with you tomorrow. But we often miss the beauty of where we are because we want to get there. May I remind you that Here is Holy. Now, holiness is not based off you. Because you are occupying that space that you're in right now, it's not holy because of you. It is only holy when you attach a holy God to your life. That is the Lord. And so what I also encourage within the book is to not just live in your today, but to incorporate Christ, the one who gives life. I want you to invite Him in to your day to day. It's one thing to just live in the day. It's another thing to actually have life in the day, and you cannot have life without the giver of life himself that's incorporated into your life. So here is holy is yet again, your the holiness that's attached to the space that you occupy is not based off of you. It is based off of you incorporating a holy God into your daily life. There's a story that I share in the book, and I won't get too in depth with it here in our conversation today. I'll have you guys, you know, check out the book for that. But there was a moment a couple of years ago where I was in a space that I didn't want to be in. I had seen other people occupying their space and thriving where they were and, you know, climbing up the ladder in their lives. And I felt as though I was stuck at the bottom holding the ladder for other people to crawl up. And I was wondering, when was I going to climb as well? You know, when was I going to get up there? When was I going to be at the top of the ladder? I felt like I was at the bottom, stuck in mud, and I wasn't able to move. And so in that posture of my heart and really the confusion and just the discontentment that I had in that space, I remembered the Lord kindly reminding me that where he had me was exactly where he wanted me. God made no mistake in the season that I was in. He made no mistake in the experiences and the trials and the questions that I had. No, it didn't catch him by surprise. He wasn't thrown off by the season that I was in and the space that I occupied. He knew. In fact, he planned for this long ago. He knew what I was going to go through, and he knew what was going to happen before I even did. And so in the midst of my discontentment, the Lord reminded me that in him is contentment. And I had to choose to embrace where I was, not because I loved it, but I embraced where I was because God said I ordained it. And that is the beauty of where you are. It's not because it's a great and glorious and a good season, but you have a good and glorious God that's with you in the season. And that's what makes it holy. So instead of me, and I am still struggling with this, which is why I believe it is the first chapter for you, because it is the first chapter for me, something that needs to be read first, something that needs to be reiterated over and over again, is that here is holy. There's nothing wrong with having goals for the future. There's nothing wrong with wanting to continue to climb the ladder, but we will miss the beauty of staying at the bottom or even standing on that first step if we're so focused on the then and there, and we miss out on the here and now, because the Lord is just as good there as he is here. And so we must remember that, and we must hold on to that. So here is holy is a reminder. And for me, I have to be reminded often that here is holy. Here is holy, not because I occupy this space, but because God is in the midst. And I have to invite him in daily, into my thoughts, into my plans, into my desire, into my will. And I have to submit myself to his desire, his plan, and his will for my life. And that ain't easy, but it is holy. So I hope that you find encouragement in the first chapter of my book as we kick off For the Girl. And I hope that this episode has encouraged you to be refocused yet again of where you are, the space that you occupy, the life that you have, the struggles that you're going through, and the season that you're in. It's because the Lord has ordained it, and there is holiness that can be attached to where you are if you invite the Holy Spirit into it. I love you guys so much, and I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye, y'all.